Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Will a merger between Jefferson Health and Einstein Healthcare Network save a much-needed hospital in North Philadelphia, or will it drive up healthcare costs? A federal trial is starting over whether the merger should be blocked. WHYY's Alan Yu reports.
Last year, Hanama University Hospital shut down when its owner declared bankruptcy. Emergency services ended. Hundreds of doctors in training scrambled to find jobs. Now, Einstein Healthcare Network says Einstein Medical Center Philadelphia is also at risk of cutting services or closing unless the network merges with Thomas Jefferson University. Einstein says the North Philly facility has been unprofitable for years, losing millions. And that was before the pandemic led to huge drops in revenue for hospitals across the state. Congressman Dwight Evans says he does not want another hospital to shut down.
Hanama was in my district too. Hanama is gone. So what I'm trying to do is prevent another Hanama.
Evans says the Federal Trade Commission, which sued to block the merger, along with the Pennsylvania Attorney General, doesn't know what things are like on the ground. Many hospitals have merged in recent years, including two mergers involving Jefferson, so there is research on what happens afterward.
Unfortunately, it doesn't paint a very pretty picture.
Martin Gaynor is an economist at Carnegie Mellon University who specializes in competition in healthcare. The research to date says hospital mergers lead to higher prices, worse patient experiences, and uncertain outcomes as to whether healthcare quality improves. But hospitals continue to merge, so the FTC has said it will be more critical of such decisions going forward. Alan Yu, WHYY News.